Good morning. I'd like to remind you about a few events that are coming up. The first one is this Friday, the Joy of Eastertide Poetry Cafe. It's really an interesting event, and if you haven't come out, we'd love to have you join us. You can bring a poem to share, or you can just come and enjoy the poetry read by other people. So that's 7 o'clock this Friday with refreshments. The next event coming up that I can think of is our Episcopal visit for St. George's Day, and the Parish Life Committee is organizing a potluck, and even though it's potluck, we like to have an idea of what's coming. So if you can sign up with me today or with the list that's going to be in the Narthex next week, that would be great. Starters, you don't have to tell us exactly what you're bringing, but if we know how many starters, main courses, desserts, that would be helpful. Then we have our big fundraising event coming up May 25th. The York Minstrels Show Choir is coming back for their third time with Broadway on Young. We'd like to have even more people come and have a really successful fundraiser this year. We're looking for some silent auction items right now. And so if you have anything that might go into a silent auction prize, that would be great. And we will have tickets on sale next week, $15 for adults, $10 for children. And we would love it if you could take some extra tickets and sell them to your family and friends. Once we get the poster design, we'll also send that out via email, and feel free to share that as well. Thank you very much.
I just want to read one thing because I'm not sure if it's been officially announced yet. It's in your leaflet, but I think it's something worth celebrating about the canonical status of St. George on Young. We have received a letter from the diocese stating that the diocesan council has approved that St. George has returned to normal church functions, including wardens and deputy wardens appointed by the priest in charge and elected by vestry effective immediately. So I just think that's worth saying alleluia to, because there's been a huge amount of very hard work that's gone into this past year with lots of people here on the committee and people from outside the diocese, I mean from outside the parish, who have been helping. And I think it speaks really well to the faithfulness and the hard work of people in this parish. So congratulations, and let's say alleluia. Amen. Amen. And on that note, I think we'll have our last hymn.